Ongoing staff update regarding the general plan update.
Yes, good morning, Haley Lang, Community Development Director. So most of the commission, we've all gone through most of the draft elements. I think the one we have left will be the land use element, so the important one.
Yeah.
So we are working with the consultants on that review to get it ready for, you know, commission discussion. We are also spearheading the zoning code portion of the update, and so there will be a draft zoning code section hopefully ready for review, I believe, for the April Planning Commission meeting. So the thought process in terms of just general timeline, we wanted to get done with the policy, you know, most of the policy stuff first with the elements, get that all done, because then that will inform the zoning code, right, and what we'll want in there. And then so once that portion is complete, also vetted by the board, then we'll start the EIR process of the general plan update. I think probably for the next planning commission meeting, I believe we got a, we've received a new short-term schedule from the consultant, so we'll share that all with you just so you can be aware. And I don't think there's anything else. James, am I forgetting anything worth learning?
Yeah, for the land use element, I talked to the consultants on Friday. They're still drafting it.
But okay.
We're hoping to bring it in March, because I think because it's the most important element to the planning commission, that maybe we'll have the projector up and we'll go through the element and just what changes you want made, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other elements, we didn't do that because sometimes no one really cares about circulation too much and traffic. But for the land use, you know, what people are allowed to do, use their properties for, I think you guys are going to be really interested in that. So we're going to try to have it where we can just go paragraph by paragraph, you know, goal by goal, and if there's any objection, we can just make it and then submit it to the consultants. And because it's so, that's going to be really involved, we're going to select one of the hearings where we don't have a lot of projects on, so there's no distraction from, so we just focus just on land use. I think that would work best, and I think March, if they get it to us within the next week or two, we can do the noticing for that. If not, we'll have to do it in April. I wanted to avoid it with the zoning code, because that's going to be a complex piece too, so
yes, we'll want that separate.
Yeah, so we can just spend the whole meeting on what should be allowed in the zoning code, as opposed to, you know, the last half an hour we can go through the zoning code. We don't want to do that. I think that's it.
Okay.
Question, is the Scott Valley plan still going to remain itself under the new designations,
so
land use?
So I had a talk with the consultants on Friday regarding that. A lot of the Scott Valley area plan stuff is going to be incorporated into the land use element. We're not going to have a standalone area plan for Scott Valley, because there's no funding to do one.
So we'll just fold over in as
Yeah, but there'll be specific
Scott Valley plan area policies.
Yeah, the policies will be included in the specific for Scott Valley will be included in this element, because in Scott Valley, for example, for AG ag land, I think it's like the bigger parcel sizes, right? It's 80 acres instead of
40.
Yeah.
So how are you going to handle with what's going on with this water issue and the State Water Board going through, you're going to reallocate the water, how much should it stay in Scott River, so.
Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to punt it off to the commission at that meeting. That's why we're going to shoot it up there on the board.
Because what I want to throw at you is that, right, where we just had the discussion about from AG1 to AG2, you lose your water, all of a sudden all that declination goes away.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In Scott Valley.
That's my concern.
Well, that was one of the goals for staff, was like, because it's such a big thing, we want to make sure we bring it here. We don't just say, this is what we recommend, blah, blah, blah. Here you go. Vote on it. We want to shoot it up there, and then every commissioner will have an opportunity, like, well, we should include that in this part, in this part. And so when we have that final element, all those considerations that we as staff didn't think about, you know, but you as commissioners out there, you know, doing the day-to-day, boots on the ground, right? Haley and I, neither of us have hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland. You guys have that experience, you know? So those things that are important to the ag community, you'll be able to voice that to us and we can include it in real time at that meeting.
Right.
Yeah, and one thing James and I have been making a point when reviewing, for example, the zoning code, you know, we've been wanting, obviously, for the zoning districts to be more workable for people and more expansive. You know, right now, for example, like the prime agricultural zoning district is pretty prohibitive. Uh-huh. So understanding that ag is changing, the landscape of that is changing, producers are looking to diversify their income, right? So how do we do that with a zoning code update, right? So you want there to be more allowable uses or uses that are related to agriculture in order for the ag producers to be able to keep their land within ag, right? So I know that's been a focus for staff to make sure to try to alleviate that.
Now you've all heard me ad nauseum about this water impact. And this is just worst case scenario that I see it. A lot of people are going to lose their water rights because of what has to stay in stream.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, those agricultural operations are not going to be viable anymore. The land is going to be repurposed for something else.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that conversation with U.S. Fish and Wildlife folks in the last 2 weeks, with some other people, UC Berkeley research people, about out here and how Sacramento doesn't seem to hear that message.
Yep.
But it's a real impact on the county, on the level of staffing that you have. If this is going to be, you know, not right immediately, but in the next 5 to 10 years,
right,
there's going to be a dramatic change. It's called looking out 5 or 6 ridge tops ahead of everything. I know that's not within your realm. But how do we, this is a living document.
Yep.
That ought to be able to reflect.
Right.
And have a mechanism in place in county government so that if this does change, that stuff can happen in a fairly legal fashion, updated fashion to meet the change.
I think Director Lang and I, just looking at that problem, is we wanted to expand those uses because the land, the land's going to remain, but you lose access to water.
But you can't use it.
But just because you lose access to water now doesn't mean you're not going to get access to that water in the future. We just want to make sure that we preserve that land, you know, because these conditions are changing, right? It might be there's been more water restrictions, but there might be more of a pressure for U.S.-based agriculture. So maybe the water will come back. We don't know what the future, but our plan is to make sure that the people that own that land have the widest ability to utilize their land, because right now, as she stated, it's like so restrictive. So that's why the zoning code, we want to dedicate it to one meeting where we can say you can do a campground, you can do a special food venue. You know, we want to make it so that people owning agricultural land will be able to use their land to the widest possible, I don't know what the term is, but just, you don't want to be restricted to, okay, you can only grow alfalfa, but you don't have any access to water now, so now the land is just there.
Well, there's another impact here that deals with this water issue. There was a meeting in Scott Valley last week and one in Shasta Valley regarding the action plan for irrigated lands in the state of California. They don't have that here in 60 County. What they're doing in the rest of California doesn't even begin to physically apply what's here. But the draconian rules that they're coming down with, I just don't see how people even can begin to comply with them, let alone, because it's a fee-based system, let alone add that kind of fee on the top of your operation where, you know, we've all been singing Adam about the possible change in land use. It's going to occur.
Yeah, and we believe that too. That's why we're trying to open it up, right? To make sure that the different land uses that are available are as wide as possible to allow these long-term families to hold that land. It's just, you might not be able to grow alfalfa. One, maybe it's not profitable, it's, you know, or you lose access to Scott River, but you have all that land that could be used for something else, so long as we don't have permanent development that takes that land permanently out of circulation. If we could just hold on until the water thing changes, because you know Southern California's agricultural industry is like, well, we need water from the Colorado, but they're not getting it.
Right.
You know, but that's totally different from up here. It's right. It's a different agricultural base. It's a different agricultural economy, and we have water flowing right up the street. You know, it's mm-hmm. You know, there could be a future water project coming out of the Klamath.
Well, this is going to be a test year because the Klamath River is going to get very low this summer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they're going to ask Scott River and the Shasta River to leave that water in there, and what's going to happen?
Made last week about this regulation that's coming down on ag. The question was, how come, what about what's going on up there? Mm-hmm. And the response from staff, North Coast Water,
up there being where?
That's not our priority. We're not worried about that. Yet you look at all the chemicals that are being dumped on that aquifer up there, the forever chemicals.
Are you talking Shasta Vista, or what are you talking?
What's that?
Where are you talking when you point that way?
Not Shasta.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Where I just see a lot of agriculture going away. I really do, because people have not been proactive enough in protecting their water rights, their property rights, how to get through the environmental review process to get the proper permits, to get yourself in a position where you can defend some of this stuff, because the county wants to keep that agrarian community out there because that's what drives things. But if you lose your business, then Williamson Act goes away, then it's going to get retaxed. It'll have to be reassessed. There's no way people are going to pay the property tax on that. The county's going to be ending up owning a whole lot of dirt that nobody wants. Well, then the tax base crashes even more. It's a snowball effect.
Mm-hmm. Sir, did you want to make another comment?
I think it's, we're going to see a year that it's tested.
Here's my frustration.
I hope I'm dead before that.
Yeah. No. I told the person the other day, I'm glad as old as I am and not 40. Mm-hmm. With all the crap that's going on. Anyway, let's talk about water. I got on the internet about a month ago, maybe a little longer. The Sykes Reservoir is supposed to start this year. The construction of the Sykes Reservoir. Are you familiar with the Sykes?
I'm not.
Okay, it's going to take Sacramento River water, put it in this reservoir, and when the...
Okay, so it's not as it's not as
county. Calusa.
It's east of Cotton.
Okay, that's what I mean. I'm just so focused west on county. Yeah, I'm like,
but
I'm not.
Here's the fact. Yeah. We're up here. We need water, but we don't have the population or the vote to keep it. That's what ticks me off. Okay, then they took around, they were going to put 3 tunnels under the bay to send water to L.A. L.A. doesn't exist anymore. And it's going to be a long, long, long time before that area is rebuilt.
I will say this, Chair Mello. Siskiyou County, out of all the other counties in California, is probably the best positioned. Except for like Nevada County or something up in the foothills, but right, we have, think of the major rivers we have our county. Even though they flow out and they're being diverted, but that diversion's happening in Shasta County or you know, farther down. So we all, regardless of what happens, we get the first
bite. Yeah, but I'm talking statewide.
Yeah,
California used to be the largest agriculture producing state area in the world. Is that still not even true?
They're like fourth or fifth.
We used to be number two or one or two. Anyway, I have friends who live in Fresno. They're all retired now, thank God. But it's a mess down there. The water's a mess.
There's simply not enough water. And
desalinization, that's the answer. And they're talking about it.
Yeah. Sure. There you go.
They don't want to pay for it.
That's another thing.
Well, it's
good. Yeah, but they're going to have to do something. Then let's talk about the 4 dams on the Klamath River. They're talking about brownouts this summer now. Hydroelectric, I mean, power brownouts. So they take four hydroelectric dams. They use the same water five times to produce electricity. I'm going to get off my box in a minute. And so what do? They take the damn dams down.
Damn dams.
I don't get it. I totally agree with you. This summer, the Klamath River, they used, I don't know if this is true or not. Years ago, I had a friend that was a Native American. We called him an Indian then, but you can't do that anymore. Anyway, he lived down the Klamath River. And they said the name Klamath meant sticky river because it would dry up in about bad years, and there would be fish in the ponds and they would die. I don't know if that's true or not.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's okay. True. So, when you want to look at history when it comes to water, if my frustration is we have the ability in this state to grow good crops and lots of them, but we need water.
Again, the human conception crops, and this is so off topic, but we're in the miscellaneous part of the...
It doesn't matter where we are.
Yeah, we can talk anyway. We can talk about it.
We're not making a decision. Yeah. We're just talking.
Well, but, just point out, technically we're still on the agenda item in general plan.
Oh.
So we're getting way off topic.
Okay. Thank you, Councilor.
I mean, the comments are essentially harmless, so, but, you know.
Okay.
Please step in and...
Yes. Councilor,
we just have to get
we get off track.
Miss Lane,
and I asked you to do this earlier. Keep us on in the straight and narrow. And Miss Haley, you too. Raise your hand and say,
okay.
And you, without staff, I can't do my job.
Yeah.
But I have these things that really frustrate the hell out of me.
Yeah.
And I get off a little bit on a tangent. Anyway, so ongoing staff, we're done that.
Mm-hmm.
Future meetings, the next
you're
still talking, good.
No, commission comment questions.
Oh.
I'm going down the list here.
Oh.
Williamson contract update.
Yes.
What's
going on?
Is transpiring. There's some that seem to be just, they're ready to, something get done, and then it all got hung up, and we're sitting here in limbo.
Yeah, so, let's see. A couple months back, this was around November, December time. You know, staff would bring forward Williamson Act contracts to the board, and it seemed like the board just had a lot of questions, not really about the project itself, but it seemed like there needed to be a revisit on what is Williamson Act, what's the purpose of Williamson Act, what are our guidelines, because we've received a lot of questions from the board that were not necessarily related, so we decided to pause we had a quick moratorium, which it's already gone away, it was for a month,
right,
just to allow for staff to write what we're calling a white paper that outlines Williamson Act. What's Williamson Act? What's the purpose of it? What are our current guidelines? What are issues that staff is experiencing? In reviewing the contract, since the board some odd years ago requested us to clean up the program, are there any recommendations to further clean up the guidelines and things of that nature? That paper is currently in review with County Council's office right now. We will be bringing it forward for discussion, I believe, the first March meeting.
To the board.
So the intent of that, I'm assuming it's probably going to be both meetings in March, discussing the paper and just get a read on the board to see if they're wanting to modify the guidelines at that juncture or not. But there's no moratorium. We're processing applications as they come in. There's no holdup with any projects. We do have ones on hold right now that don't meet the guidelines currently in the event that the board directs staff to update them further.
I'm sorry.
So you said contractor.
Maybe I missed it. I thought we were still on the general plan update. Have we gone down to commission comments?
I thought there was commission comments.
Maybe I got confused.
Sorry.
They had closed that and we'd gone on. You were going down to future meetings.
Yes.
Well, so let's back up.
Okay.
General plan. Are you done with general plan?
Yes. If we just start with miscellaneous future meetings, then we could do
okay.
two more steps and then we could start discussing.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, that's a step. Okay.
The next regular meeting of the Planning Commission is scheduled for Wednesday, March 18th, 2026 at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Correspondence.
No correspondence.
Staff comments.
I do have one staff comment. Haley Lang, Community Development Director. I would just like to make the commission aware that James Phelps has been promoted to Deputy Director of Planning. So he assumed that role a few weeks ago. So I just wanted to make you all aware.
Thank you. So you have in
stay
your
the course, young man.
In your office, you have Bernice.
Bernadette and Rachel. Yep.
And Rachel and James.
Mm-hmm.
And you.
Mm-hmm.
That's four of you.
Yep.
Planners.
Yep.
Good. That was going to be, thank you for asking that, sir, because I hadn't seen the other two for a while.
They're busy working on other projects. Yeah, they're
good.
Still around.
Good. Commission comments, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Councilor.
Williams.
You said you have contracts coming. I thought the county was not accepting any new properties into Williams.
Correct. No new properties. When I mean working on contracts, amendments, right? So someone... modifying an existing contract that they have. So that's all that the county's working on.
So, back to this water issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen right now, but people lose their ability to use water. Zoning's going to change. Do they still have to stay in the Williamson Ag contract for the length of it, or can they get out if they want to get out of it immediately.
Right, you can cancel at any time. A property owner is that's pretty clear in government code. When it's county initiated, if you're being non-renewed for a number of issues, there's that 9 or 10 year rollout. But yeah, anyone can come to our office and say we want to cancel. We get that on the board agenda. It's recorded and it's done.
It's rare though.
Yeah, I would say we've done like maybe 2 in the whole time I've been with the county. It's not common.
So under your review of all the stuff that's going on, or all the projects that are out there,
mm-hmm.
when the county adopted it in 1978, they put down guidelines that were not followed, as I understand.
Right.
And properties got enrolled
right.
that didn't meet the guidelines.
Correct.
And yet they have continued
yep.
on.
Yeah.
What kind of guidelines are you going to put in place to rectify that? So that those people who have bought properties thinking that they were within the guidelines and bought it on that premise.
Yeah.
I hope you come up with
a
way to get through that maze.
Right, and that's the elephant in the room, really, is and probably other counties did this too, where the state was paying, subsidizing the property, so we just put in whatever worked without really any review. Because the state was paying the bill, essentially. I will say I am meeting with the Siskiyou Realtors Association in a couple weeks. Because we hear this complaint a lot. Hey, my realtor said I could do this with my property and I didn't have to do anything, or whatever the miscommunication is. And so I really want to get to the source and have a meeting with them and say, hey, what are you telling these people? Because... it's not true, right? Buyer beware, and hey, if you do it, even we aren't that strict with our review, but essentially how the contracts are written, if you sell to somebody, that's it's a contract amendment, even if you're doing the same thing, same property lines, all of that. So even just that basic swap, realtors need to be telling people, hey, this isn't Williamson Act, but you're gonna have to do an amendment. And that's really being missed, and so I'm hoping with discussing with those professionals that may need to alleviate some of that miscommunication. We'll see.
Blair, you keep saying zoning is going to change. What's it going to change from what to what? And
so
how's it going to change?
AG1.
Okay.
Based on soil type.
All right.
And water.
Okay.
You lose the water, you're now zoned to AG2.
Okay.
So the process here with planning and in your taxes that you pay on that property based on the zoning. So what's going to be the impact to staff maybe not as well, it will be here, but also the assessor's office, of having to go back to all these properties and lose water. Scott Valley's all AG1. There isn't that much AG1 over here because of soil type. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you've now changed that. Mm-hmm. So how does that
affect? You change it to what?
To AG2.
Okay.
So it's a down zone.
All right.
All right, so therefore, the value of the property decreases. Taxes are going to have to decrease. It's the impact to the county staffs in the assessor's office, in planning. Then when you come back to, if you can't make a living with ag, right, what Haley's asking in advocate, okay, what are the different things you can do? Is that going to require a zone change?
But
it's the bigger impact of what's going to happen with this water on a landscape side. So
but it's not out of, it's not something that happens automatic.
No.
It has to politically, they have to come and say, I'm going to zone it now from AG1.
Yeah, it's going to have to be the landowner.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because he's going to obviously, wait a minute, I just lost my water. Why am I paying more tax when I can't? It's improperly zoned. If they realize what's going on.
That can be reduced without a zone change. You can reduce the value of your tax consequence can be reduced without a zone change. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Counselor?
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
You have to go through a legal process to go from AG1 to AG2? Because we just did that here. With these properties right here, we just had a zone change. That's four of them.
The value of your property...
I'm not worried about the value. I'm looking at the actual physical work.
Okay.
That has to be done, the legal work that has to be done.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't know how you jump from AG1 to AG2 without a political decision that comes forward and says,
it does, yeah.
Well, what if we said we're not going to do it? What if the county, what if the Board of Supervisors says we're not going to do that?
Oh boy.
Wow.
It's not us, really.
No, I agree.
It would be, I wouldn't want to be sitting up here doing that. Telling a landowner he can't downzone his property because he's lost the ability to make a living on that property.
Yeah,
I could see it depending on the demographics of the makeup of the board. I can see that happening, yes.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's down the road.
Yes.
I just don't see that flipping over automatically without it.
I'll be the first one in the door.
Well, I have another...
I'm not going to sit there with a white elephant that's been in my family for 174 years and have the whole value of it just because of a government action deciding they want water used for something else.
Well, I mean, the taxable value is based on what the property and the surrounding properties that sold for. That's how they base the value of your property. So if there's no sale around there, and if the sale is lower, I mean, that determines what...
I got a whole pile of them out there.
No, I...
Going for $150,000 for a one-acre lot.
What's that?
Now, Chester, this is subdivision.
Oh, yeah. How much water does that have?
None.
I have a question. A couple meetings ago, we had a mining operation up there off Airport Road, so, and we didn't approve it, and they were sent back to have the applicants work out it. What's ever happened to that?
Nothing. it's still in flux. I know the, generally speaking, I know the private property owner is having issues communicating, I believe, with the members of the public that came before to voice their concerns, and so it's at a stalemate, so it's a simple thing, they're dealing with it.
Good.
Yeah.
You weren't here for that meeting, were you?
Anything else?
Yeah,
go ahead.
There was a project here, I want to say it was about, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. J.F. Shea came in and they wanted to zone change a piece of property along Interstate 5 down off Abrams Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it all just got stonewalled, yet things have been going on that property exactly what they were asking to do.
Is it like rock crushing or something?
Transpired.
Yeah, well, let's follow up with code enforcement. I believe they pulled that application out. I know there have been some like high-level leadership changes at JF Shea, so it's in flux.
I was just curious if it was going to show back up again.
I don't have the information.
Okay, all right. Now I'm going to get really nosy.
You guys opened a
can of worms here.
Yeah.
In the letter from Public Works to the county on our last project here, talked about a commercial truck plaza at the old Delano site in the area. Is that proposed or is that just come and gone?
Oh, that was...
Not in these projects, a different project, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, project.
That was the zone change that we did with Grenada,
the
Grenada Gardens.
That's still...
I think there's issues. They're having issues getting the building approvals and public work stuff.
Because this already is zoned heavy industrial.
Yeah. It's not so much it's an issue with the planning commission or planning. It's just... I think their sewer isn't adequate. All these other things.
Yes. Okay. It's that project. Yeah. There's some issues with...
Just as long as we never see it.
Yeah. There's not...
Good.
We're not. It's a buy right thing.
Yeah. The city of Weed went through that, had it all approved, and then it all... The pilot was going to go in there on the
love.
Side of the freeway.
Love.
Uh-huh.
Love was going in.
Okay. I'm done.
Any other comments? This meeting stands adjourned. Thank you all.
Can you get one of those calendars that have the 3 months up there?